This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine has denied that Russian forces control the small salt mining town of Soledar, where fierce battles rage. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Moscow's defense ministry said airborne units had cut off Soledar from the north and south. And the mercenary group Wagner, which has spearheaded the assault, said on Tuesday it now controlled the small salt mining town despite pockets of Ukrainian resistance in the center. But Ukraine's military denied Soledar had fallen and said its defensive lines had not been breached. Victory in Soledar would have symbolic, military and commercial value for Moscow, after battlefield setbacks in recent months, and provide a base to intensify attacks on Bakhmut.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Palestinian officials say one Palestinian was shot dead early morning Thursday during overnight raids in Qalandia refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Israeli military officials said its forces came under attack by locals during the raid and responded with riot dispersal methods and live ammunition. The West Bank has seen a surge of violence since Israel stepped up the operations in response to a series of street attacks in its cities last year. Palestinian officials say six Palestinians have been killed in the raid so far this year, including three teenagers. No Israeli soldiers have been killed in the operations. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it is calling on China to provide more information about its surge in COVID-19 cases. WHO Emergencies Director told reporters the Global Health Agency still believes that deaths are heavily underreported from China. This is VOA News. 14 Malian soldiers were killed and 11 wounded on Tuesday in two separate attacks in central Mali after their vehicles struck explosive devices, the army said Wednesday. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News.
The attacks were in central Mali, a region that has seen increasing violence in recent years from Islamist militants. The army statement says Mali's airborne special forces engaged what it called terrorists, killing 31 of them, including 14 as they were burying their dead. No group immediately claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attacks. Mali has been battling an Islamist insurgency since 2012, which started in the north of the country before spreading. The militants took control of northern Mali in 2012 until the French army intervened in 2013 to drive them out. French President Emmanuel Macron announced last year that French troops would withdraw from Mali after months of tensions between Paris and Bamako. France deplored Mali's military government working with Russian Wagner mercenaries, who have been accused of committing atrocities in the Central African Republic, Libya, Mali, Syria, and Ukraine. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
A source tells the Associated Press that U.S. President Joe Biden's legal team has found more classified documents in a location linked to the president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest.
A person familiar with the matter says they were found in a second location, separate from the small number of classified documents a lawyer for the president says were found at Biden's former Washington office space. The revelation comes after White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre dodged questions about the president's handling of classified information, noting his lawyers immediately notified the National Archives about the first batch.
They did the right thing.
But she repeatedly refused to answer other questions, including whether there were more classified documents at other locations, pointing to an ongoing Justice Department review.
And so I'm just not going to speak to this from here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australia's Victoria State government said on Thursday it has ruled out holding a state funeral or memorial for Cardinal George Pell. The former top Vatican official was acquitted in 2020 of child sexual abuse accusations. He died Tuesday at the age of 81. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews told reporters in Melbourne that an official ceremony would be distressing for victims of child sexual abuse.
I think more importantly, at what will be a very challenging time for victim survivors, to send the clearest possible message that we see you, we believe you, we support you, and you are at the centre of not only our thoughts, not only our words, but our actions.
An Australian appeals court overturned convictions that Pell sexually assaulted two choir boys in the 1990s, allowing him to walk free after 13 months in prison. Diane Roberts, VOA News.